The people have spoken. Majority of Britons want Harry and Meghan stripped of titles after betrayal of family. By Victoria Friedman on March 10, 2021. A poll conducted by the United Kingdom's biggest-selling newspaper has found a majority of Britons want Harry and Meghan to be stripped of their titles after what Brexit leader Nigel Farage described as their betrayal of the royal family. The Daily Mail commissioned the survey after the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. As Harry and Meghan are still titled, despite last year stepping back from formal royal life, gave a tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey, during which the couple implied a member of the royal family was racist, that Meghan was denied mental health support when she felt suicidal, and Harry had been financially cut off. The poll conducted by JL Partners found that the majority, 53%, thought that the interview was the wrong thing to do compared to just a third who thought otherwise. The findings are broadly in line with a Monday YouGov poll that found a plurality, 47%, thought it was inappropriate of the couple to do the interview. A higher percentage, 54%, said that Harry and Meghan had let down Queen Elizabeth II by airing their personal grievances on international television, with the same proportion thinking, with Queen's 99-year-old husband still in hospital recovering from heart surgery, that it was the wrong time to do it. More than half, 51%, agreed that Meghan and Harry's royal titles should be removed, compared to less than a third, 28%, who disagreed. The Daily Mail notes that the couple could have the Duke and Duchess of Sussex titles removed. However, palace sources told the newspaper that would never happen as they were gifted to the couple by the Queen upon their marriage. Harry could not be stripped of his title of prince as he was born with it. Even if all other formal titles are removed, Meghan could still be referred to as Princess Henry of Wales. There were also large proportions of those who criticized the royal couple's behavior, including 49% who said they had behaved the wrong way, compared to 36% who thought the opposite. 36-34% said Meghan and Harry had come across badly, with 62% thinking the couple are prioritizing media attention, with just 7% thinking service and duty was their priority. Addressing allegations of racism, more people disbelieved the former TV actress than believed her. Against either claims the royal family were prejudiced, 41% disbelieved to 34%, or the UK at large, 44% to 37%. The findings also point to Meghan being the second least favourite royal, after Prince Andrew. Remarking on the findings of the poll, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said on Wednesday, "Pleased to see the Daily Mail poll supports by 2-1 that Harry and Meghan are stripped of their titles. They are a disgrace." Mr. Farage has gone on a PR campaign in the American media to correct the slanted perception of the royal family in the wake of Sunday's bombshell interview, where Meghan used mover's advantage and abused Americans' lack of knowledge of royal protocols to paint herself and Harry as victims of a systemically racist and heartless institution. Farage implied the entire appearance on American television was a piece of fiction, saying Meghan gave the performance of her life when she spoke to Oprah Winfrey, writing in Newsweek on Tuesday that their version of the truth, in Winfrey's words, was in fact littered with falsehoods. Meghan has advanced a story that is, to say the least, highly questionable. "I urge everybody not to be taken in by her manipulation or by her self-serving husband," he wrote.